Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. And I'm doing a special show. I 20 things you may not know about me. And what got me thinking along these lines, I've been keeping track of how many shows I've done, and I'm getting close to 400. I think I'm 8 shows shy of 400 shows since 2010, July of 2010. And after all this time, you know, I share tremendously on this program and my whole journey. Like, this show has, when I started the show, I was living in I wanted to live in a very particular neighborhood, so I was living in this woman's living room because that's what I could afford in this neighborhood. And to getting married, and to today, you know, and so in that time, if you've been a person that's listened over the years to the program, I was like, what would they not know, about me? I'm pretty transparent. But as I was going through this, I realized there are some things. And this really, I think the goal of this show is to help you see I'm just like you. I'm just like you. Yeah. So 20 things you may not know about me. First and foremost, if you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm a psychic. I'm a coach. I'm a healer. I put all that together, all those skills to give my clients intuitive coaching to help them live their best life. I help people specifically in areas of their career, their relationships, and then their entire life. So if you're looking for a transformation, you're ready to grow, you're ready to expand, maybe you've been doing your work on your own. I'm an advocate of doing your own work, but you're ready to take it to the next level and you're not sure how to get there, give me a call. I'm here to serve you. All right, 20 things you may not know about me. So number one, I was raised in Southern California, and I currently live in the Bay Area. Many of you know that, but I was raised in Southern California in the LA area, but I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I spent summers there. And so I live a lifestyle that is straddled between that Southern charm and hospitality, but, you know, the good manners, and keeping a good home and doing all the right things and saying the right things. And then this laid-back California lifestyle, anything goes. And I really do straddle that moment by moment, those two perspectives on life. And it shows up all over the place in my life. Number two, my favorite holiday I can say today, it used to be St. Patrick's Day, my favorite holiday is New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. And because it is, I love life. I do this work. I work with people in this way because I want everyone to love their life. There's so much magic and miracles that exist in this world for us, in this experience, in this human body. And so I love New Year's Eve, the party, the celebration of life, and then New Year's Day, the renewal of life. And I really see it as a life celebration and a soul renewal all at the same time. So I'm very particular about how I spend my New Year's. I spend it with good people doing really great things. My own company is just as great, and that's something I had to learn. And I've talked about this on the program, that when I really got serious about finding lasting love, one of the steps I took to do that was I had to spend New Year's Eve alone. I said, I'm not going to just spend it with people for the sake of company. I'm going to be my own company. And it was such a moment of growth for me doing so. So New Year's even to New Year's Day. Fantastic. And then football and food is always great around that time too. Number three, things you may not know about me. My earliest spiritual practice that I can remember, it was reading the Psalms in the Bible. My parents were big readers of the Psalms, and dancing meditations. And when I learned meditation, I didn't know that's what I was doing. But in, you know, over the last, I'd say, decade, this word meditation came into my lexicon. And when, you know, they were describing what it was, I was like, oh, I've been doing that for years. And I wasn't calling it meditation. And I know how to go to that space, that meditative space. And it's instinctual to me because I just did it. Number four, my grandmother in Arkansas, you know, conservative Bible Belt Arkansas, was who introduced me to metaphysics. And so I brought that. I'd spend summers with her, and I brought that home to California, and I practiced. That's how I learned. I learned numerology first, very, very young age, numerology and candles, candle work. My grandmother was an advocate of candle work, and so I learned candle work, and I learned numerology, and combining that with the practices I already did, which were, you know, reading with the Psalms and dancing meditations. Number five, and this is something I don't do, and I probably won't ever do other than this moment I'm going to share it with you. I love politics, but there's not a room for politics in my business. That is my own personal journey. Heard Jackson Brown say there's nothing more personal than your politics, and so I tend to not share that on this program. But since it's 20 things you may not know about me, I am a very political person. I have shared that I worked in politics. I at one time wanted a career in politics, and I consider myself socially liberal and fiscally conservative. Some might call that a moderate. I think I lean pretty left, but I'm probably more moderate. And I follow both parties. I do have a party I vote, and I'm very loyal to that. But I also am open, very, very open. I listen to all sides, and I vote with my intuition and my personal values. And so that's probably why I don't share a lot of that here on the program, because I'm here to teach and I'm here to be a vessel for your growth, and who cares about my personal politics in this arena. But I am very political. Number six, things you may not know about me. I run my entire site. So if you are to visit Intuitive Coaching with Amy, I build everything. Every design choice, everything I do. And I did not realize what a feat that was. I was like, that's what you're going to do to run a business. And then I was speaking to one of my vendors recently about, I was having a coding issue. And he's like, I am so impressed with what you've been able to create. Most of our customers have no idea how to do half the stuff that you are doing. And it made me realize, like, wow, I have spent 6 years learning how to build a site and evolving that site. And so the initial, way back when I started this actual radio program, it was called Coaching with Amy Radio, and I had a coachingwithamy.weebly.com, and my husband, who was then my boyfriend, built that version of the site, because if I was starting a radio program, I wanted a website to go with it, and so that's what I knew to do. So I did a .weebly, and then when I started my business full-time, I bought my domain, but Coaching with Amy was not available. And so I was like, well, really what I'm doing is intuitive coaching. And I've been calling what I was doing intuitive coaching for a long time. And I was like, okay, let's just tack that on there. And so that was available. And Since it's been Intuitive Coaching with Amy, I've been completely and totally in charge of everything that you see on my site. And I've redesigned it, and I maintain it, and it's on my workflow list every month that I have to check in with the site, and I'm always adding things and changing things to make it more user-friendly to all of you. Number 7, 20 things you didn't know about me. For fun, I write romance fiction, and I've talked about that. That's kind of my hobby, but I've come to terms with some of these stories may never see the light of day, but yes, I one time wanted to be a romance writer for a blimp in time, and so I still do that for fun. You know, I'll play with stories and characters and ideas, and it really, engaging my imagination in that way keeps me balanced, and it keeps me actually from creating dramas in my own life. If I create dramas in my fictitious characters' lives, it actually keeps me a lot more balanced and grounded in my own life. Number 8, things you didn't know about me. I would rather cook than clean. I would rather clean than cook. This was something I was jamming with a friend about this weekend. And if I had to choose between the two, I would much rather clean than cook. That is a running debate. And depending on our moods, can be a very... uncomfortable sometimes conversation. What are we going to have for dinner between my husband and I? It's constant today. We're getting better at having that conversation with each other in soulful ways. Number 9, things you maybe didn't know about me. I have been to at least 20 different religious places of worship. And so I've been to a temple in Judaism. I've been in various forms of Judaism. I've been to a mosque where I was allowed to go. I have been to, tons of temples, churches, countless numbers of churches, but pretty much every religion I've attended some place of worship in the spaces where I was allowed to go. You know, some places of worship only members or believers of that faith are allowed in a particular area. I love churches and I love places of worship, and I feel spirit there no matter what. And I've extensively studied all of the major religions, even some of the sub-religions, and I'm very aware of various religious practice intellectually. I've maybe not practiced in that way, but intellectually I'm very familiar with most religious traditions. Number 10, and that's just another one of those, I love God, and I love talking about God, and I love talking about spirit, and I love knowing how other people practice. Number 10, things you wouldn't know about me. I make lists for everything, and it's more so now that I get older. It keeps me really balanced and organized. I mean, I have a list for what I do every week in the business. I have a beach going list, and I really pull it out. And, you know, if I'm going to the beach, I get my beach list, and I'm like, okay, this is what I need. And, I can overthink things like crazy, and so lists keep me grounded and keep me focused on what's important and what matters. So I tend to do much of my spiritual work and my self-work in list form as well. And it works for me. It works for me. Number 20, things you may not know about me, or number 11 of the 20 things you may not know about me. That title's messy. It just does not roll off the tongue. So these are all things you may not know about me from here on out. So number 11, I've made it my personal mission to turn every disappointment and I've experienced a lot of disappointment into a triumph. And what I mean by that is that I truly believe that behind everything I go through, that there is a lesson and that there is an opportunity for growth, and it is a pathway for me to create the life that I want to create. And this is all about taking my life back, and this is what I teach my clients, is everything that shows up in your life is an opportunity for growth, expansion, and miracles. And so making that my personal mission, that anything that shows up, I'm aware of it, and I want to understand it without making excuses for it. And I look at it and I say, how can I be better? And if I don't have an answer within me, I go and find an answer. And I keep looking and I keep looking until I have that aha, I have that click, and I move in the direction of my dream. Okay, number 12, things you don't know about me. I need a lot of variety in my life. And I've known this for years, but I keep trying to fit into this mold of what life is supposed to look like. But so I cannot just sit still for 8 hours straight and do the same thing over and over and over again. Maybe if there's good music, I can do it in small increments, but pretty much that is the way I live my life. Everything's chunked down into increments. And one of the benefits of being self-employed is that I get to make my own time schedule. And so I chunk everything down. I don't try. There are times when I'm working on a project and that is my life. But even that, I think of that as chunking. Like, I have blocked out everything else. I'm not trying to clean the house. I'm not trying to go grocery shopping. I'm working on this project. And then when I'm not working on a project, everything's done pretty incrementally. I give myself a lot of fluidity. And this is a learning. This is something I've really learned to do, because there were times where I was like, well, everybody else is working 8 hours straight. I should be doing that in my business. Nope, that's not the way my business works. Because I might work 3 hours in the morning, and I might work 6 hours at night. And in between, I might take a nap and watch some TV and eat some lunch and talk to my mother on the phone. So I've learned to really allow more variety into my life and engage that need for change. You know, I can't sit and do the same thing over and over and over again. I need to experience different perspectives of life daily. Yeah. I hope I explained that well, how that variety, I need a lot of variety. But with that variety, I also do prepare for spontaneity. And what I mean by this is, say I don't have something planned. This past Sunday, I don't have it. You know, I knew, I trust my intuition. That's the key. So I wake up and I tune into my intuition first thing. And my intuition I already know. It's already told me 2 days ago. But I'll tune in on, I'll wake up Sunday morning. I was like, okay, this is what we need to get done. I talked to Matt. We got that done. And sure enough, about 30 minutes before I was done working on that, a friend of mine is like, hey, you want to hang? And I wound up spending the afternoon with her. Not planned, totally spontaneous, beautiful, amazing moment. And I love those spontaneous moments. And so because I love them and value them so much, I actually plan for them. So I do create space so that they can show up. And I think about who I need to be so that I can have this whatever spontaneous moment shows up and really enjoy it. And there are times when I'm really good at that and times when I'm not tuned in for whatever reason. And usually I'm not tuned in because I'm harboring some hurt or pain or resentment or sadness or doubt or worry or fear. And, you know, I told you about Sunday, but Saturday was the complete opposite. And a spontaneous moment showed up. Our neighbor came by and I had, you know, my husband and I were working through some conflict the night before, and it just, things were off. I wasn't totally in my truth. And so here it was Saturday, and we had somebody pop by, and it was so uncomfortable because my house is a mess. I was not prepared for this spontaneous moment. Nothing. So I found that when I take really good care of myself, and I guess that's my reason for sharing this, is there is nothing more important than taking care of yourself. Because when you do that and you make that a priority, then you get to be present in your life. That's the message of this, is really being present in your life requires taking full and complete responsibility for yourself and doing that early, putting that at the top of the list. So you're saying to the universe, before anything else shows up in my life, I am taking care of myself first and foremost. And it's from that space that all things flow beautifully and wonderfully and amazingly. I didn't say I wasn't going to teach. I knew there was a teaching point in doing this, but so that was it. Put yourself first, top of the list, first thing. Okay. I always get what I want. I will be so clear. The reason why I love doing this work, because I always get what I want, and I want to help other people get what they want, whatever that is. But here's where it gets difficult. Getting what you want requires immense integrity. I always have to challenge myself to get to the root of my desire. And I find that when I'm not getting what I want, it probably means I'm pursuing it for the wrong reasons. Or I'm pursuing something that's not in alignment with my truth. About a month ago, I was really pushing to hang out. We have some new friends, and we were supposed to meet up and hang out. And I had sent a text, and there had been some text exchange, and we were going to meet at this time. And our couple friends kept pushing the time back. And I was pissed by the third time. You know, I got that California laid back. All right, they're going to be loosey-goosey with time. We'll be loosey-goosey too. But by the third time they had pushed the time back in the day, I was like, what? And then I wasn't upset with him anymore. I was upset. I was like, what's going on within me that has drawn this experience to me? And then I realized, oh, I don't really even want to hang out with anybody. It didn't have anything to do with them personally. I really have something I'm trying to ignore that Spirit's been calling me to do. And so the minute I shifted that focus, everything changed. So I get what I want, but I have to be really in my truth about why I'm pursuing it, what I really want, how I want to feel in that process. And if at any time life's not showing me what I want, I go within instead of going without or going outside of me. I say, and you know, I could totally be all blaming and angry at them, like, oh, how flaky of them. But I'm like, oh, where am I being flaky in my own life? And it showed up, and the minute I saw it, I was like, aha, because that feels good. When you honor your truth, there is no greater feeling in the world. I could have had the best time, supposedly, with them, right? But if I had that looming, nagging, out of alignment, underscoring that moment, it would not feel nearly as good. And so once I got clear about that, yeah, I always get what I want. Really. But it requires being truthful, and it requires being open. And when you get to the root of a desire, whatever it is, then there's infinite ways in which the universe can bring you what you want. I'll give you another example because I know I'm explaining this a bit esoterically. I bought a product, and the product wasn't working the way I wanted it to. So I took it back to where I bought it, and they have this crazy, like, no return policy. And I was really arguing my point. I was like, you know, hey, just give me my money back so I can go and get what I want because I can keep this. And then they were offering me a credit. I was like, no, you don't have anything comparable to this. So I'm going to just give me my money and I'll go get it, right? And that was what I wanted. And so I thought, right? And I thought I wanted my money back so I could go get something else. But really, I just wanted this particular product to work, right? And so after some back and forth, I huffed home because I hadn't gotten what I want. And so I was like, you know what? I was sitting outside my house before I went inside, and I said, I always get what I want. So what am I missing? And I went within. I was like, oh, I just want this to work, right? I just want this to work. And then immediately Spirit's like, why don't you email the manufacturer? And so I emailed the manufacturer, and within 2 days they had sent me the replacement parts, the part that wasn't working in this product, and then I got what I wanted. So you can always get what you want, but you got to be really truthful, and you got to check yourself from time to time. You got to say, okay, what am I really feeling, and what do I really want to feel? And the more that you do that, the more you'll get more of what you want. And then you got to do the work, right? I had to send the email. I had to do, you know, and it's really usually not that much work. That's how great the universe is. You really don't have to work that hard to get what you want. But the hard work is done within, really done within, or at least that's my process for it. 14 things you might not know about me. My first exposure to self-help and personal development came at a very young age. My dad, actually, and he bought these hypnosis recordings, and he told us to listen to them at night, and he listened to them at night. And I mean, it went on for a couple of years of listening to these hypnosis motivational tapes while we slept, my brother and I, until my mother decided no, and so that stopped. But I think my love for personal development really came from that oh wow, you can change, you can get better, and there are tools out there that help you really build yourself into the person you want to be. Ah, that's so exciting. Okay, number 15, things you may not know about me. I really don't travel. And if I am going to travel, I have to travel around an interest. There's like, you know, people that travel around the world. I hear those stories. I'm like, that desire's just not in me. But Dave Matthews Band, I'll go and see Dave Matthews Band. Or a beach, I'll go to a beach. I got the 90-second countdown. So 16, I love fashion. However, in my adult life, I have a lot of limiting beliefs around money and success that have kept me from engaging that. So I've been using the law of attraction to really heal that area of my life. 17, I use sound to create moods. Sometimes they're silent, but usually there's music play at all times. 18, I'm a feminist, and I believe deeply in the empowerment of women and women's equality and liberation. 19, spirituality is instinctual to me. It's not something I do. It's who I am. It's about aliveness. And the development of my intuition came out of this, and I'm deeply devoted to being of service because I see and feel the light of God in every person, and I never want someone to suffer. That is so painful to me as an intuitive, seeing someone suffer. And when I talk about suffer, I'm more talking about the internal suffering. The external stuff does bother me too, but the internal suffering, I'm like, you don't have to go through that. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you get on the right track. And then lastly, I'm a bitch. I really am a bitch. And what I've learned is that being nice won't get me what I want. It's my confidence and taking full responsibility for my life that creates miracles. Yeah, that creates miracles. And I've learned that I can only achieve the level of confidence and directness and self-awareness and kindness and compassion that I want by setting healthy boundaries. And that increases my confidence. And oftentimes, you know, where that Southern hospitality in me says that, oh, you know, you just have to be polite and suck it up and be nice. And I'm always nice and kind. I believe in kindness more than niceness, kindness. But I recognize that sometimes you just have to call a spade a motherfucking spade. So I am Amy Tiamen. I know I'm over, but if you're listening in archives, which most people do, you're getting the tail end of this. But yes, I say bitch kindly to myself. I still struggle with it because that is how our society views women who are in control of their lives and know what they want. It's sad, but that is the case. And but stand up. Stand up for what you believe in. Do what you feel is right. And do it from a place of love and compassion and kindness. And then you won't care so much if they call you a bitch. So here's to you, 20 things you didn't know about me. If you are a regular listener in celebration of almost 400 shows, and you've been listening to this program and you want to share, I'd love to know 20 things about you. You can drop me a message on my website under contact and share 20 things. I'd love to hear it, 20 things that most people wouldn't know about you. Or you can also throw it up on the Facebook page. I'm less active there, but if you send me a message, I will definitely respond to that. So I'd love to hear 20 things, because it's quite healing when you it's quite healing writing this list. So I love you. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for all those that have been around for even just 100 shows or 50 shows or 20 shows. And if you have been following me since 2010, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's to another 400 shows. Take care of yourself.